as we say in the church I grew up in, happy Sabbath. My name is Jacqueline Jewell, Jackie for short, and I'm so happy to be with y'all here. Yes, I said the word y'all for you in the back. This morning in the Arcata McKinleyville SCA Church. Did I say that correctly? It's such a beautiful place. This is my first time here in this part of Northern California, and I'm loving it. And I just want to ask this morning if you pray for me, as I pray for you, that God's Spirit will be in this place. What do you say? So I'm just going to be sharing some stories and songs from the heart, stories of my life, songs that God has given to me, favorite songs, original songs, but I pray that God be high and lifted up this morning. So let's have a word of prayer before we begin. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for this beautiful day. Thank you for all your children gathered here. And I just ask that your Spirit fill this place. May you accept this offering of praise. We love you in Jesus' name. Amen. Sing with me. Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise Him, all creatures. You believe that we need more peace in this world. I wrote this song called Peace, Peace, and it's combined with a hymn. If you know it, feel free to sing along on the chorus. As I recall the Savior's love and how He died for me, I look back at what I've done, ashamed of what I see. The Father then takes my hand, says, I will give you rest. I am the way, the truth, the life. Come to me and you'll be blessed. I'll give you peace, peace, wonderful peace coming down from the Father. Sweep over my spirit forever. I pray in fathomless billows of love. Forgive me, Lord, for I have sinned. I know what I do. I just keep holding on to what separates me from you. Submit, surrender all we are. Words I hear you say, help me give all that I am. You are the only way. Peace, peace, give me peace, peace, wonderful peace coming down from the Father above. Sweep over my spirit forever. Remember not the former things, I'll make all things new. Commit your ways unto me, I'll carry you through. Be thou faithful until death, there's light up ahead. I'll give you the crown of life, I am the living bread. Peace, peace, give me peace. From the Father above, sweep over. fathomless billows, in fathomless billows of love. All right, thank you for singing along. This is a verse or a chapter in the book of Psalms that really speaks to me. Psalm 105, it says, if you can see this far, I'll give thanks to the Lord. Let's read it together. Call upon his name. Make known his deeds among the peoples. Sing to him. Sing psalms to him. Talk of all his wondrous works. Glory in his holy name. Let the hearts of those rejoice who seek the Lord. Seek the Lord and his strength. Seek his face evermore. Remember his marvelous works which he has done. That really speaks to me because sometimes I forget what God has done. Anybody can relate with me with that? We get caught up in life and what's going on around us that we forget what God has done. But this passage says, remember and share and talk about it. So I'm going to talk about it this morning. Go ahead, Kelly, you can go on the next slide. This is my beautiful family, my dad and my mom, and I'm the oldest of three children. And my mom hasn't seen this picture in a long time, so she'll probably not appreciate the 80s hair hairstyle. But I grew up in a very loving Filipino family. We had a lot of laughter and food and faith and Jesus and music. My mom is a piano teacher and a nurse. My dad is a med tech. He plays the guitar. My brother plays the violin and sings and plays the guitar. My sister plays the piano and sings. So I come from a very musical family, and even if I wanted to get away from it, I couldn't, because it's just in our DNA. But we were raised with just happiness and laughter and joy. Sorry, I mixed up the slides there. Go ahead. So I started playing the piano when I was 3.5 years old. And my mom said that I just went to the piano and started playing. Now, I don't remember it, but I'll take her word for it. And I don't remember life before music. I don't know any musicians out there who can connect with those memories, but I just always remember knowing what notes were and seeing notes as shapes and colors. And my brother and sister and I, we were like the singing three chipmunks with our big old cheeks. We would go around different places singing songs to Jesus, and my mom had a children's choir. And we would just go around sharing the love of Jesus through song. That's my mom on the left-hand corner. And that's me on the right-hand side. And she has been one of the biggest influences for me growing up when it comes to music and just everything in life. But her mom also played the piano. And her mom played the piano and organ. So, again, I come from, on this side, a family of four generations of organ and piano players. I do play the organ as well. And it's just incredible to me how that DNA travels, right? How those genes are strong. But my Grandma Ellen, my sweet Grandma Ellen there in the middle, she suffered from Alzheimer's disease. She has since passed. But the things that would wake up her brain would be songs like this.
Thank you.
So we would do music therapy in the house with her. My mom was her full-time caregiver and nurse. And that would just wake up her brain. But I found it fascinating that her favorite hymn was when she would actually start to converse with you. And it was like our old grandma was back, you know, when we would play her favorite hymn. And this is what it was. And if you know it, feel free to sing along. It goes like this. Pass me not, O gentle Savior. Favorite verse, it goes like this. Thou the spring of all my comfort, more than life to me. Whom have I on earth beside thee? Whom in heaven but thee? Savior, thank you. My grandmas played such pivotal roles in my life. So this is on my mom's side, right? My dad's side, my grandma lived to be 100 years old, and she was a colporter, and she was a single parent of seven children. Of seven children in the Philippines. And imagine back in the day, selling a lot of heavy books, going out in the streets of Manila, and providing for your family. And my grandma, I actually forgot to put a picture, Kelly, but we'll just have to just imagine it. My grandma, she was such a tough woman. Whatever came her way, she said, you need to keep on the sunny side. And I would always hear her sing this song, this chorus, when I would come downstairs, because she lived with us, and she would sing, keep on the sunny side, always on the sunny side. Keep on the sunny side of life. It will help you every day. It will brighten all the way when we keep on the sunny side of life. Do y'all know that song? You guys know that song? Okay, I didn't know that song until she taught it to me. But those words would ring in my head with things that started to happen to me along life's journey. And as you can see, I'm painting a picture for you of where I came from. And I believe it's important to remember where you came from, where you presently are, and where you're going. But it wasn't always a happy existence for me growing up. Even though I'm a smiley person, you know, there are things, I think when your parents and your family dedicate you to the work of God, the Bible says the enemy comes in like a flood. But God will raise up his standard, which is the word. And God's word is always true. And he promises to never leave us or forsake us. Amen? So when I was a young girl, my innocence was stolen from me. And people didn't know about it. And I don't talk about it so often, but when I do, I just want to leave people with this thought that even though bad things happen, there's always hope. There's always hope. And it was a very traumatic time in my life, it was around, upper right-hand corners was when it happened. And you wouldn't know, looking at me, that something of that nature occurred. And I don't know if any of you can relate with things happening in your life where you have no control and you don't know how to react. Because how do you manage those kinds of emotions and process those sort of things at a very young age, right? But I just kept on. I just kept on knowing what I did best, doing music, serving a church, trying to keep a smile on my face. But one day, it got to a head where I felt overwhelmed. I felt overwhelmed where I thought, God, I can't take this. I started making bad decisions in my life when it came to relationships or trying to find validations in all the wrong things. And if there are any young people here today, just remember that the choices that you make affect the rest of your life. But know that even if you made a bad decision, there's always hope to turn your life around with God's help and with the help of a good, strong community like this church. There's always hope for you. But, you know, mental health is a real thing, isn't it? Mental health is a real thing. And so I was working as a caregiver in San Francisco. And one day I just wanted to end my life. I actually wanted to jump off the Golden Gate Bridge. And I was 21 years old and thinking I had nothing left to live for. Which is a pretty terrible place to be in, right? That's a terrible place to be in. And thinking, wow, God doesn't love me anymore. Like, the devil was whispering lies in my brain saying, you're dirty. You're worthless. You're nothing. If people know what you've been through or what you've done or decisions you've made, they're not going to respect you. They're not going to love you. They're not going to accept you. And all these lies were entering my mind. But I know that the Bible says that God is love. And my sister called me on that bridge and she said, where are you at? And it reminded me of the story when, you know, God was asking Adam, where are you? In the Garden of Eden, right after Adam sinned, he asked him, where are you? And my sister asked me the same question. And I told her where I was at, and she told me, you know what? Whatever has happened, we love you. Your family loves you. Like, come home. And I wrote this next song, which I decided to change it this morning, Kelly. And it's called Love Came Down. Love came down to bring restoration. Love came down, breaking the shame. Love came down, grace freely given. Death for one man, life for all. Love came down. And I'm just going to sing a snippet of it because usually it's with a big gospel choir. And I'm missing my choir this morning. So here's a little sneak preview. Thoughts running through my mind. Questions arise, answers can't find. Does love exist? Innocence lost, innocence stolen. A life cut too short, a family broken. Where is the love? Where is the God? Does it exist? 'Cause love came down to bring restoration. Love came down, breaking shame. Love came down, grace freely given. death for one man, life for all. Love came down, down, down. Love came down, down. God so loved all the world, He gave up His Son for you and for me. Dying a death He didn't deserve, He did it for love, because He is love. 'Cause love came down to bring restoration. Love came down, breaking the shame. Love came down, grace freely given. Death for one man, life for all. Love came down, down, down.
So God doesn't leave you in dirt. He came down to bring restoration. And the beautiful thing about God is, again, He gives us hope. What does He give us? He gives us hope. And shortly after this incident, I actually went to nursing school. I actually was a piano performance major. But like any good Filipino kid, we become nurses. Because it's a very good job and it will support your family. If you want to have a family, become a nurse. So I became a nurse as well. But after graduating, I met this awesome couple, and some of you have heard of them. Their names are Taj and Wati Pakleb, and they're from the Revelation of Hope Ministry Group. I don't know if you guys have heard of Revelation of Hope Ministries. Anybody have heard of them before? Oh, okay, a number of you. Yes. So I've been traveling with them full-time, y'all, up to pandemic, since 2007. And it's pretty crazy when you think your life is going one way. You know, I did piano performance and nursing, but I've actually been traveling the world with them, sharing the love of Jesus through song and through His Word. And I feel very fortunate and blessed that this has been my path. And that path has led me to a number of things. And I'll sing this song afterwards, Kelly, but go ahead on the next slide. It led me to a school called, a Bible college called Amazing Facts Center of Evangelism. And it's kind of like the grandchild of Mission College over there with Pastor Louis and Carol Torres. And this completely changed my life. I started to understand the Bible a lot better. Some of my questions that I've had growing up were answered. And it's still a journey, right? We never stop learning. We're forever students. We haven't arrived yet. But my time in Bible college gave me a different perspective when it comes to sharing the gospel. And from there, I joined the New Start Global Group with their health program, started doing cooking classes. I was like, y'all, I really don't cook. But I learned how to do like plant-based cooking and all this stuff. And, you know, using my nursing background to help people through health. And also with the depression recovery program, working there as an unofficial music therapist with Dr. Neil Nedley. I highly recommend this program for any of you who's struggling from depression or anxiety. This is a very good program to attend, and there are different ways where we can help you deal with life's challenges in this way. But music is something that would always come back. And I think this is amazing because in Zephaniah 3, verse 17, it says that God rejoices over us with singing. He rejoices over us with what? with singing and imagine the creator of the universe rejoicing over you, rejoicing over me. That's a powerful thought to have. To me, that makes him more personal to me, that God rejoices over us with singing. And I ask the question, how does music affect you? What are things that music is good for? And you can shout it out. Lifting up our spirits. There you go. What else? Peace. Yes. Comfort. That's right. It improves our circulation. It boosts our immune system. It brings joy to people. And, you know, as I was contemplating this last night and thinking about sharing this morning, I thought, wow, God is faithful and true, right? Our Redeemer is faithful and true. And when I think about how God has been so good in my life, it humbles me to think that He can use a little girl who was born in Las Vegas, Nevada, to a Filipino family, raised in Clovis, in all the agricultural capital of the world. Sorry, that's what we claim. And bring her all over the world to share His love. I don't feel worthy to be in this work, but I am honored and privileged to know that God can use any of us if we have a willing heart. Isn't that right? So the song, My Redeemer is Faithful and True. As I look back on this road I've traveled, I see so many times He's carried me through. And if there's one thing that I've learned in my life, it's my Redeemer is faithful and true. My Redeemer is faithful and true. Everything He has said He will do. And every morning His mercies are new. 'Cause my Redeemer is faithful and true. Isn't that right? I have to remind myself of this, guys, because again, life comes at you fast. Isn't that right? And pandemic has changed the course of our lives forever, hasn't it? So I started working as a hospice nurse and a med-surg nurse and a pediatric nurse. So, you know, dabbled in different things. As a musician, we can't stay in one place, and I think that spills over in other areas of life. But last year, I went through something that was really life-changing. So I was working as a pediatric nurse, and I suffered severe vaccine injury. And I'm saying this not to be either for either or with the camps, but everybody has a choice. But I had a severe anaphylactic reaction, was brought to the hospital, and almost died. And it has left me with a slew of very serious health problems currently. So it's a miracle that I'm here. So thank you so much, Kelly, for the invitation to be here, because I just count every day as a blessing. Every day is a blessing. The Bible says, let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Let everything that has breath what? Praise the Lord. And I want to claim and say that promise out loud, because I still have breath in my body. Do you guys have breath in your body? Well, I would hope so. Sorry, I'm not a nurse on duty right now. I would hope you would answer me. Everybody got their oatmeal this morning. Everybody that has breath, praise the Lord. And you could do that with whatever profession you're in, whatever you do, as a stay-at-home mom, as a doctor, as a pastor, as a musician, whatever you do, as a retired veteran or whatever it is, you can keep praising God in whatever season you're in. Isn't that right? It's been a journey with this recent bout. I've been in treatment for the past 8 weeks, actually. And I'm still learning every day how to deal with this. So if I faint on y'all, it's not a personal thing, okay? But just know that I believe that God is faithful and true, and whatever happens in life, He always gives us hope. Pastor Torres mentioned an acronym with the word hope the other night, and I actually had another acronym for that too, Pastor. Hope. Hope. Oh my goodness. Brain fatigue. Brain fog. What was it? Oh, I got it. See, it came back. It's the vaccine injury. Hold on, pain ends, right? Hold on, pain ends, which means your story doesn't end here. It does not end here. And this song that I want to share with you, I wrote this song. It's called Love the Lord. It's based off of Deuteronomy 6, verse 5. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, your soul, and your strength. And in the Gospels, Jesus added the word mind to it. So basically, loving God with all that you are. And I just thought, wow, it's so simple, isn't it? It's so simple when you think about it. Love God and love others. So there's a chorus here. I'm going to teach it to you guys. This is the second to the last song. How are you guys doing? Are you all right? You hanging? I praise God for the opportunity to be here. And just want to share this song, Love the Lord. Love the Lord with all your heart. Love the with all your mind and soul. Love the Lord with all your strength. Love the Lord, your God, with all your heart. Here's your part. If you love me, if you love me, keep my way. If you love me, if you love me, show me today. Love me, the Lord your God, with all your heart and soul. If you love me, if you love me, keep my ways. Show teacher and a music teacher, and God put it on my heart to start a gospel choir in the city of San Bernardino, but to specifically target our homeless brothers and sisters there. So I've been writing songs for that community, and I ask the same question: who has your heart? Who has your heart today? Whether you're a Christian for one day, or you don't even know God, but you've heard of Him, or you've been a Christian for 50 years, I just want to encourage you today to choose Jesus. Give Him your heart. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, your mind, your soul, and strength, and know that there's always hope for you. There's always hope for you. So, again, I want to say thank you to Kelly and Bev and everyone in this beautiful community. Pastor Louie and Carol Torres, thank you so much for the opportunity to share in ministry with you guys. It's truly a blessing. I'm going to just say a prayer. And if you have any questions you want to talk, feel free. I have the information on there with our ministry group with Revelation of Hope Ministries. We just love bring hope and harmony and help and love to people. So let's bow our heads for prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you so much for who you are. Thank you for always being a giver of life, a giver of hope, and knowing that our world doesn't end here, that there's hope for us with you in heaven. So I ask that you be with each person here. May you comfort them, Lord, give them strength, and I ask that you bless us as we go throughout the rest of the day. Please keep us safe as we come back tonight for another powerful message. We thank you. In Jesus' name, amen. That's it. You may be dismissed.